Joe Biden's bounce back saw him winning a string of states across the South to resurrect his race.
So those who've been knocked down, counted out, left behind, this is your campaign! Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits had declared the campaign dead! And then came South Carolina, and they had something to say about it!
That striking win in South Carolina on Saturday, largely thanks to African-American voters, the backbone of his support, reignited his presidential bid. Then a coalition of moderate rivals coalesced around him. Rivals Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar dropped out on Sunday and Monday and rushed to endorse Biden, a clear signal of a moderate push to deny progressive candidate Sanders the nomination. That confidence was clear as the results rolled in.
So I'm here to report, we are very much alive! And make no mistake about it, this campaign that will send Donald Trump packing, this campaign is taking off, join us!
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders was the front-runner going into Super Tuesday. Sweeping the states would have made him unstoppable. The Biden comeback stopped that. But Sanders' win in delegate-rich California, the biggest prize of the night, keeps him in contention.
When we began this race for the presidency, everybody said it couldn't be done. But tonight, I tell you with absolute confidence, we are going to win the Democratic nomination.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg, on the ballot for the first time in the competition this Tuesday, failed to take off. The $500 million he spent on advertising made no decisive dent on the results. He only picked up the U.S. territory of American Samoa. But speaking to supporters, he gave no sign of giving up.
No matter how many delegates we win tonight, we have done something no one else thought was possible. In just 3 months, we've gone from 1% of the polls to being a contender for the Democratic nomination for president.
It's clearly become a two-horse race, Biden versus Sanders. The fight continues next Tuesday when six more states go to the polls. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.